About a year ago, Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory chose attorney Alan Gordon to chair a 28-member panel looking at the local impact of immigration. This evening, Gordon stands in front of the city council with an 85-page booklet in hand.
I'm very proud of my city. A study of this nature, particularly looking at both legal and illegal immigration from a local perspective, does not presently exist anywhere else in the United States.
With that, Gordon launches into a list of statistics surrounding Mecklenburg County's immigrants. The report estimates about 58,000 illegal immigrants reside in the county. He follows that up with the commission's 26 recommendations that include pushing for an immigration court in Charlotte, increasing jail and deportation space, and creating pay incentives for bilingual emergency workers. The commission did not agree on four items that include supporting a program that would give illegal immigrant workers a pathway to lawful status. Gordon finishes by saying,
"So now that we have shown you the recommendations, the question is, what do you do with them?"
Gordon says the city could take specific action in the areas of housing, police training, and public contracts. Councilmember Michael Barnes is the first to speak up. He latches onto one recommendation to ensure that all government construction projects don't use the labor of illegal immigrants. Barnes says the city could move right away and make sure contracts to build the NASCAR Hall of Fame abide by this.
We need to start doing something. People hear us talking. They want us to do something substantive. And I think that might be an opportunity.
Mayor Pro Tem Susan Burgess follows.
Well, I do believe that all of our contractors should follow the law, and that indeed is the law. But I've heard from contractors that they have no way to verify documents that are given to them, like Social Security cards and numbers and so forth.
Which goes back to another recommendation, Gordon says, developing an accurate way for employers to verify workers' immigration status. Mayor Pat McCrory ends the evening with applause for the commission. He says he'll put the issues that the city can deal with on an upcoming agenda. He also says he'll take the commission's findings before the Mecklenburg County Board of Commissioners and the school board. But McCrory says he won't stop there. He adds he'll make sure that state lawmakers and officials on the federal level see the report. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.